Get your appreciation for tonight, or the whole event?
That was nice. My first one, so I was a little bit surprised how everything's going to go. But right from the start, you see that the fans were into it, and guys were ready to perform. And I feel like everybody gave their 100% to show their skills. So overall, to be the one that was watching and on TV a couple years ago, even AHL and NHL, it was nice to be part of on the ice. And I think it's nicer to be on the ice with the guys and laughing and joking and things like that. So it was really nice to be part of.
And how do you find, for the fastest, the competition you took part, how do you feel you did on that?
Like I said in French, a guy like me that 90% of his game, it's about his leg. I felt like in the warm-up, my legs were kind of heavy from the weekend and the travel and everything. So I knew I had to give an extra push to find a second gear. But on the first turn, I was kind of happy the way it went. And I lost a little bit of second in the second turn when I glide a little bit too much. When you want to be fast, you got to keep crossing over. So I think I lost a little bit of second there. But overall, for the first time timing myself as a one lap, I'm happy the way it went.
I thought you'd be faster.
Yeah. But honestly, if I do it like 10 times, maybe my score will be better 9 times. It's just a fact that a little bit of nerve and want to do well in front of everybody. So if I do it in practice, like no pressure, nobody watching, maybe I can go lower than 13. I'm pretty sure that's my time. But overall, I'm happy. I give it all. And the clock says 13.3. It says 13.3. I can help me more happy than showing up in front of my fan and trying my best.
Are you nervous at all tonight?
Not really. I just really had a good time on the ice with guys, just chatting, joking around. And you don't have to think too much. You only do like 3 or 4 competitions. Yeah. So I was just enjoying the moment. And at the end, it's we're trying. There's guys that try to shoot or deke. And me and Bells were saying in front of our fan, we're going to try funky stuff. So it's a move I usually score in a practice, the old Pavel Bure move, and I missed the puck on my skate. So it happens, but we try to give a good show, so it was good.
What was the best part of tonight for you?
I think time myself on one lap. It's not something I've really done ever. I know I'm fast like in practice or whatever in the games, but something to put a time on, it's really nice. And I was happy the way it went, like 13.3. I think it's for one lap, it's a good score. And I think the second guy break the record ever. I think he's the first one ever to go below the 13 seconds. So it was impressive, and it gives more pressure on the guy that go after. So when I saw the clock, I was just happy that I did a good score, and better than if I was the last one. And I had to give a score, so I was happy.
They cheer for the Rocket, they boo the Marlies. Does that surprise you at all? It's just like old times.
No, it's the fan base here, it's Montreal Canadian fans. So from 100 years ago, they've been hating each other, even both city. If you go soccer, MLS, it's the same. If you go CFL, it's the same. So I feel like the both city are always in competition. And even in skills game like that, when it's just fun, it was nice to see that the fans recognize that it's still a rivalry, even if it's even if they're on their side this time.
Happy you didn't have a Syracuse Crunch jersey on tonight, I guess.
I mean, it was good to see the guys, but I'm really happy that for my first AHL All-Star, I had the logo of Olive Laval in front, made it even more special. But the guys from Quebec had the nice welcome from the crowd, so I'm happy for them, even if we play against them in the season. And there are guys to play against. I'm happy that the crowd cheer for them.
Yeah, things will be a little bit different Friday, I think.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure that Friday they're going to come at us, and the crowd's going to give it to Gabriel, that he's always a pain in the ass here in that building. I was on his side last year, so he's always give it to the crowd too. I'm happy they got a good welcome from the crowd.
You gonna tell Jeff to game plan for his Mateo, his son?
Yeah, I told the guys on the ice. I hope there's scouts here. He's gonna have a good ranking for his first QMJHL draft in a couple of years.